Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. In the Passion History today, you already heard the equivalent of a sermon, and a better sermon at that than any pastor could ever preach. So instead of a sermon this morning, let me simply encourage you. Consider the Passover that brought Jesus to Jerusalem one last time in humility. Consider Jesus, the true Passover lamb, who went uncomplaining forth, the guilt of all men bearing, in obedience to his Father's will, that his blood might mark the door of our hearts to keep us safe from everlasting death. Consider the upper room in the Garden of Gethsemane. Consider the denials, the desertion, and the betrayals of Jesus' closest friends, men whom we still revere as men of God and apostles, except for Judas, who didn't repent. Consider the trials of Jesus before the Jewish Sanhedrin and before the Roman governor Pontius Pilate. Consider his floggings, the scarlet robe, the crown of thorns, the mockery and abuse he endured. Consider the hatred he received at the hands of his people whom he came to save. Consider Jesus' crucifixion, death, and burial. And then go back and consider how we began our service today. Consider the palm branches and the donkey and the king who sat upon it. Consider how great was his love for sinners on display in his determination to ride into Jerusalem with the foreknowledge of all that would happen during that holy week. Consider the words of the prophet Zechariah. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding on a donkey. Let the world hate Jesus if they insist on it. Let the world hate Christians too. But you, rejoice, O daughter of Zion. Rejoice, O church of God. This is your king. This is your shepherd. And how desperately he seeks the lost. His suffering and death were not in vain, because here we are still singing our hosannas to the one who has rescued us from sin and from the power of death. Rejoice in him and pray that his Holy Spirit will build and fortify your faith this week as you hear his word and as you receive the sacrament by which you still proclaim his death until he comes. In the name of Jesus, amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.